Paddy, very deserved win for Derry. They moved very well, great support play and great finishing from your two inside men. But the early goal gave you that great foundation and the cushion to work from.
Yeah, the early goal, but I think we were sharp on the game from early on. We were we gave away a lot of possession in the first half. We were first to a lot of balls, but unfortunately we decided to be a wee bit careless in the ball going forward. And we gave the ball away, I think, 20 times in the first half. And I think 13 or 14 of them was due to run into the tackle. So we tried to correct that in the second half. We probably did against the breeze, but we kept Tyrone. I'm not sure what Tyrone scored in the second half, but apart from that goal, it was maybe a goal and a point or two on top of that. But we kept Tyrone down well in the second half, and they hit the breeze with them. So I'm very proud of them. I think we had the team well prepared considering the exams and club football. So I'm delighted with them. They're great clubs, they're great character, and at the start of the year, nobody gave us a chance at all. So to be playing in Ulster final in a couple of weeks' time, so it's standing for these clubs.
You took the long route to the final and a couple of extra times as well. Do you think those extra games stood to the players?
Yeah, it shows the character of the players. I tell you the truth. Monaghan against Monaghan, 8-1 down at half time against a class Monaghan team. Then against Cavan, double extra time against Cavan. We've straight character. Even though we lost that game, didn't mind us too much. There's great character from the boys. So we knew we have it in the tank. We know Monaghan have great character in the tank. They came back from against Donegal. Maybe Donegal were dominating them. They came back. They beat a good Cavan team, a very good Cavan team. They were set up very, very well. So listen, Monaghan are an outstanding outfit. So, but physically they're bigger than us. Physically, they're a lot bigger size or men than us. So, but listen, we're in the final, and we'll prepare as best we can. That's all we can do.
And you have Monaghan in the final, and the two teams that know each other very well.
Yeah, we know them very well. I'm sure Banty will prepare them well against us. He knows our team well. He had a good look at us there, watching that game. So, and I'm sure he'll watch the video. So, we will know each other very well. But again, we want to focus on our own game. We bring a lot of good stuff to our own game of football. Maybe a couple of men were quiet today, where we wanted them to shine, but didn't happen for them today. But hopefully, maybe they have a good game the next time.
And three in a row already at minor level. It's a different age group, I know, but it'd be great to make it four.
In the under-20s, one in Ulster, and they're in an All Ireland semi-final in 2 weeks' time, and it'll be great to be on the same day as them somewhere. It'd be nice for these. Yeah, these clubs would be brilliant for them. So strong for Derry football. I know the seniors got relegated, and they're unlucky to meet Donegal and Kildare, two very good teams here in that championship. But the future is still very, very bright for Derry football. I think so. I think Damien is building a youthful team, and I think if they're patient for a year or two, hopefully they can maybe get a double promotion at that senior level, and get back on track. So I think that the supporters got to stay with them.